He jumped back and nearly slipped on the curving edge of the pipe.
"What the hell is that?"
he yelled to the empty tunnel. His voice echoed around him, repeating his question.
"What the hell is that? What
the
hell is
that?" The smell was overwhelming. The body had lain in the storm water and remained viscous and leaking even after a month. Feeling his way past the lump in the center of the floor, he slipped and fell directly on top of the goblin. Screaming, he flailed his arms and choked as a puff of noxious gas sprayed from the goblin.
"Yeah!"
he screamed again as his hand slid across the rotting flesh of the goblin.
"What's the big idea behind AI anyway? In every instance I've seen them created, they've somehow found a way to break the chains placed there by their creator to keep them in check, and have devoured all of mankind, starting with their master. Artificial intelligence is designed to think. And by thought, you may assume I mean free thought, not regurgitation of stored instruction. The question then is, why the big surprise when they escape the bounds of their failsafe and start plotting mankind's demise? Humans have been allowed to think freely for millions of years, and we're not doing so bad a job destroying everything around us."
What can a tiny paint chip tell us about a crime? Could this little fragment be more reliable than an eyewitness? The answer can be yes. On the clothes of a dead hit-and-run victim, officers find small red paint chips. This is a great clue. After an eyewitness recalls a 1991 red Ford speeding away from the crime scene, officers learn a drunk driver was arrested that night driving a damaged 1991 red Ford. Now we've got two pieces of evidence to compare. But how can we determine if two tiny paint chips came from the same car?